Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock, subbing in on Coastside Carousel once again. I've got Michael Ahern in here talking about his new project, Grateful Heart. I'm so excited to share some of this music that's not even released yet with you guys. But first, of course, we need to thank Cameron of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn as our sponsor. He's got that great place to hang out, have good food, have some good beverages, have good times with your friends, hear live music at Ari's Open Mic every Thursday night, and you get to be the star at Karaoke Fridays and Saturdays. So Cameron, thank you for all you do. And Michael, thank you for being with us in the studio today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kelly. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited for you to share with everybody this great project you're bringing to the Coastside and to the world in general.
Well, thank you. I should begin by letting you know that October the 11th at the Old Princeton Landing, starting at 3 o'clock, is when the Grateful Heart Band will take the stage from 3 until 4:30 out back. It'll take a little break, and then the Pardon the Interruption band, a great band out of the North Bay, is going to come and they're going to perform from 5 to 6:30. Yeah, so we're 3 to 4:30, and they play from 5 to 6:30, and they're so much fun. David Noble is a guitarist in that project, and he's a dear friend. So it'll be fun to not only share a stage with them, but also enjoy their music too.
That's great. Well, OPL is Old Princeton Landing is a great place to hear music. It's all ages and kids are free, you said?
For the show. Yeah, we want to open the door and get as many folks in as we can to enjoy this music and also, you know, enjoy that beautiful outdoor patio and out in the back on a fall afternoon. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
Right. So tickets are for sale in advance, and you can get them through the Old Princeton Landing website. They're also available on our website, the same link to an Eventbrite ticket site, if you will, and that's gratefulheartband.com.
Okay.
So they're available there, and then, of course, they'll be available day of the show. And kids are free. Did I mention that? I'll probably try to mention it several times because I want as many kids there as we can.
The kids under 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if you're a kid at heart, I don't know if that counts, but...
Well, you probably want to make a little bit of money.
Well, we have to. You know, when you produce a band and you bring it out on the road, and in this case, two different bands, we're traveling and, you know, we're staging and we're performing and we're breaking down. We have a sound engineer who also works very, very hard, has lots of equipment and stuff. And yeah, we'd like to make a little money, you know.
And is it also a fundraiser?
Well, it is in a unique way. Every place that the Grateful Heart goes and plays, my band, we have a philanthropic relationship with the community. So for Half Moon Bay, it's Abundant Grace, which is an organization here that, as you know, they're celebrating, I believe, their 10th anniversary.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Devote's done a great job over there.
Yes, he has. And transcendence through work and work experience, helping folks that are homeless find meaningful work and to help them elevate the quality of their life. We like to align that same messaging with the music that we perform. The Grateful Heart has a thematic element to it. All the songs are about the human condition and elevating people's awareness for love for themselves and for the community that's around them. So
let's take a listen.
Sounds great.
Yeah, the first song we're going to listen to is off their yet-to-be-released album called Grateful Heart.
Well, no, this, let's listen to the first song is Silly. So all the songs on the Heart-Shaped World
let's
album.
Let's talk a little bit about On the Other Side so people can get a little listen now.
Oh, okay.
We've been talking long enough right now.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
She's wearing my
All right, folks, this is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We have our guest Michael Ahern in the studio with us, and we just listened to a song called Silly by his Grateful Heart Band. Tell us a little bit about this song and all the great music you guys are doing.
Well, thank you. So the Grateful Heart Band, the Grateful Heart Project is a project that I started about a year and a half ago where I decided to write and create all original material. For the first time in almost two decades since my Drive album, and I chose a thematic element that I felt I wanted to really connect to, you know, something that I felt had a personal meaning, and but also something that was more universal, too. And so I chose the concept of love, and so I decided I was going to write songs about love or the absence of love, right, looking at the world through the lens of love. And so I decided it would be called the album Heart-Shaped World. And so then I began the process of writing songs about different ways that love comes into the world. And one of the ways is that, at least it certainly has in mine and many people's lives, that sort of rush to romance, that time or two in our lives where we meet someone and there's this kismet immediately and we just dive in head first without a parachute, right? And you could say that, you know, maybe out of respect for more maturity now, I would look at it as maybe being silly to have done it that way. So that's what that song's about. It's called Silly, and it's about that type of love.
Well, I love being silly, so that's my kind of song and my kind of living, too. That's wonderful. So I love this concept that you're doing. And did you say that you have initially played with this band at the American Jazz Museum?
Well, I recently was in Kansas City just last month, and I had a chance to attend a workshop and spend time at the American History of Jazz Music. It was wonderful. But no, this band, so after I came up with this idea of writing all this original material, I had to figure out where I was going to work, and I needed to build a new soundstage and production studio and recording studio because I'm living up in Sonoma now for most of my time. Still have my home here, but up there, right? So soon after I did that, a friend of mine, a great friend that lives actually right across the road from me, she said, "Why don't you use my barn? It's yours." So she gave me a barn, and the barn had a name with it, and that's the Grateful Heart. So how weird is that? I'm writing songs about love, right? And she's like, "Here, take my barn. I love your project. I want to help." It's the barn is known as the Grateful Heart. By the way, hi, Miss Melanie. Thank you. And then I thought to myself, okay, I want to assemble this group of musicians and build a band to play this stuff out, right? So I've been very blessed over the last 20 years. I produce a lot of live music, some festivals and stages. And
even the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin
Bay
Festival.
Art Pumpkin Festival, which is coming up in just a few weeks, right? I'm the director of entertainment there. So I had this sort of list of artists in the Bay Area that I really, really wanted to work with in my career. And so I started making calls and gathering people together and having these sessions at the Grateful Heart. And through that came this amazing group of five other players who, you know, couple Grammy award winning guy, one guy, couple Grammys. One guy was, he's toured the world. He was with Greg Allman as his bass guitarist. He's an Alameda All-Star, you know,
dang,
another guy, session player out of Manhattan, touring artist. I mean, these are really the extraordinary players. And more to the point, they also are great guys. They're just, we get along so well. We laugh. We have fun.
Well, so hopefully your hearts are all grateful to be together.
Well,
too.
They all also believe in the project, right?
Yeah.
The messaging, you know, that the songs carry with them. They're very active in their careers, but we gather together. And so the band really became a band about a year ago, you know, maybe 8 months ago.
So you've been working on this for some time.
We have, yeah. And we're just starting now to go out and play live. We played our first live performance in Sonoma on the 20th of August at this beautiful outdoor amphitheater the Sonoma Botanical Garden has, and it was very well received. And so now we're looking at this next performance at Old Princeton Landing on October 11th at 3 o'clock.
That's so exciting. But let's listen to another song.
Sure.
Concrete and Stone is the next one we're going to listen
great.
To. And we'll talk about it on the other side.
Okay.
This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel and Michael Ahern and the Grateful Heart Band. On Coastside Carousel with Michael Ahern in the studio. We just listened to his new project, the Grateful Heart Band, and their song Concrete and Stone. Tell us a little bit about this awesome tune.
Right. Well, there's two really interesting things, to me at least, I find interesting about Concrete and Stone. The first is, again, the idea of having and finding love in the world around us. There are those people in the world that unfortunately don't have love, right? Or in some cases are really hard to love, right? And some of those people live on the streets, right? And this song is called Concrete and Stone because it's about that struggle. It's about those people. And so the messaging really in it is to not step over them or around them or pretend they don't exist, but actually to realize that they do and that they're part of our community, our towns, our cities, right? And if we can find a way to somehow, the toughest love, to love those folks and find ways to elevate their lives, like this wonderful nonprofit, Abundant Grace, that's going to be at our performance on October 11th.
That's what I was just thinking,
right.
Yeah. That's exactly what they do. Eric DeBodie's put together this great program to help people do something productive and make some money.
That are homeless, right?
On the edge somehow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's what Concrete Stone was written about. But it also, what's kind of cool about it is, this project, I thought, out the gate, I wanted to have a certain musicality to it that was different than the rock and roll and Americana that I've always been part of. So I was really going after that sort of jazz rock melee, that sort of Boss Scaggs meets Sade, meets Steely Dan, meets Ambrosia, this fusion of 80s, if you will, adult contemporary, right? That's what this album is musically sounds like. And I wanted Michael McDonald to sing on this song, right?
How cool would that
yeah,
be?
Yeah, so on the chorus, you know.
Let's put that out in the world.
So I tried to get in touch with Michael, you know.
Of course you did.
But I wound up one night and I just Googling Michael McDonald tribute bands, and there aren't any, but there are Doobie Brothers tribute bands. And I found a guy, Wayne Anthony, out, gosh, where is he? He's in the Pittsburgh area. And I got in touch with him, and he can sing like Michael, so we became friends, and that's who you hear that on that song.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So where can people find out about when you're playing and then have access to this
Grateful music? Heart Band. gratefulheart.com.
Okay.
We also have a presence on Facebook. We've just started it up, Grateful Heart Band. And those are right now the two places.
And when do you anticipate releasing this music?
Well, thank you. I'm anticipating February 14th, 2026, Valentine's Day is the official launch day.
Okay.
Hoping to have things, in ship shape prior to that. We're working towards that, but that's the official date. The other place I should mention is my own personal website. You could just type in Michael John Ahern Music and you go to my site. That's MJA Music. But there's also that information there as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a listen to the next tune. This is the Grateful Heart Band doing the Sugarloaf Strut.
Yeah, this song is going to be on our album.
Okay.
But it's a live version from 2 weeks ago.
Got it. Oh, even better. Yes. This is fresh stuff, kids. Yeah, all right, let's take a listen. Everybody, this is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We have Michael John Ahern in the studio with us doing the music of his Grateful Heart Band that's going to be playing at Old Princeton Landing on October 11th at 3 o'clock. You can get tickets ahead of time on their website, the Grateful Heart Band website, too.
GratefulHeartBand.com. You can get tickets, Old Princeton Landing. You can get tickets to the event there as well.
And kids are free.
Kids, it's an all-ages show. Children are encouraged to come. Absolutely.
And it's out back.
And well-behaved dogs.
Well, yeah. True. That's very important out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got to be well-behaved.
Well-behaved.
Yeah.
The kids, too.
Yes. And then you're playing with another group.
So I invited my friends, pardon the interruption. Dave Noble is one of my guitar heroes. He plays in a band called The Reckless Strangers, which I love. And this is his side project, pardon the interruption. And they're so much fun. So I wanted to partner up for the show. I asked them. They said yes. So they play right after us.
That's great. And you got to hear a sample of the band right before this segment.
The Grateful Heart Band.
The Grateful Heart Band, mm-hmm. And their song Sugarloaf Strut. And that's just a live tune you guys did at your last gig.
Well, yeah, it's an instrumental. It was written by, unlike all the other songs on the album, this one was written by Dennis Cordelos, my guitarist and my cousin-in-law. How about that, right? So when I moved up to Sonoma, I asked Tim Curley, the entertainment guru in the Valley, who the three best guitar players were, because I wanted to partner up with one of them. And he said, it's the three Davids, or the three Ds is actually what he said, the three Ds. And I said, okay, who's that? And he goes, well, the first is Dino, the second's Davo, and the third is David. Well, I contacted all three of them. Davo is the late, great David Farrell. He called me back, and we wound up having a wonderful partnership and played for some music before he passed away. Very sad.
Sorry.
The other is David Aguilar, right? And David is an extraordinary musician, kind of the go-to rock and roll guy in Sonoma Valley and a touring musician, plays with Big Brother and the Holding Company currently now and the Blues Project. Really talent cat. But the number one guy was the elusive Dino. He never called me back.
Mm.
I heard that he was very elusive. And next thing I know, I find out he's my wife's cousin. So this is his song called Sugarloaf Strut. It's an instrumental, but we play some instrumentals too.
And we're going to take you out with another song from their album called The Mirror. And make sure you check the website for the Grateful Heart Band. Check their Facebook page. Check out Michael John Ahern's Facebook page and all that other good stuff. So you can find out when and where he's going to be playing again. And this supports Abundant Grace, October 11th at Old Princeton Landing. Thank you for being with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thanks, everybody, for listening and putting up with us. And enjoy this song, The Mirror, by the Grateful Heart Band. Thanks, everyone.
Smile, what the world needs. reflection, hint of regret.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.